Our discussion of again, Parshas Mishpatim leaves us open to talk about many different topics, many different mesachtas. You know, you want to talk about Baba Kama, you want to talk about Baba Metzia, but Baba Basra is not really based on Sukkim. But you know, there's so much to talk about in Mishpatim. But there's an overarching theme, and we're basically just going to talk about one idea, and show how it impacts many different areas of halacha, and it gives us an appreciation into mitzvos berachat machaveiro in general, and it's an idea that would be applied in many situations. Many, maybe not by us, but maybe by poskim, by the halacha itself. But to start off with the Rashi, I think I've mentioned this in the past. Then the mishpatim, we have Maamar Har Sinai take two. Right, the famous discussion of Maamar Har Sinai is in Parshas Yisrael, but in Perek Chaf Dalet, we have Maamar Har Sinai take two. A little more, not as exciting. You don't have the Brukim and the Kolos in this week's Parsha. Yeah, Moshe Rabbeinu, you know, taking, bringing some karbanos, and he shechs it, and he takes half the blood and sprinkles the blood, half the blood on the Mizbeach, and half the blood he sprinkles on the people, and he says, this is the Sefer HaBris, and they say, Nasa V'nishma. It doesn't seem as exciting. But Rashi, after I didn't give you all the psukim, but the psukim say that Moshe shechted the animal, and then he takes half the blood and does this, and half the blood and does that. It does not say specifically, explicitly in the text, that Moshe split the blood. It says that he shechted, and then he takes half the blood this, and half the blood that. So ask Rashi. Vayikah Moshe chatzieta mi chalako? Mi who split the blood? Who split the blood? I don't know. Moshe split the blood. Why would I have thought anything else? Says Rashi, b'malach v'chilko. So one line Rashi that sometimes we don't like catch because all the way at the end of Mishpatim. But b'malach v'chilko. You need a malach to split the blood? Right, Moshe didn't have measuring cups. Right, so he couldn't do half and half. So Rav Huttner says on this Rashi, what's the symbolism of the splitting of the blood and half the blood on the Mizbeach and half the blood on the Am? This is Har Sinai. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving the Luchos, but again, as we mentioned last week, I think Rav Sadia goes and sees all the mitzvahs included in the Luchos. 5 and 5, and all the Aseres Adibros. Bein Adam Lamakom, Bein Adam Lachaveirot. Half the blood on the Mizbeach, Bein Adam Lamakom. Half the blood on the people, Bein Adam Lachaveirot. Lest anyone ever in history thinks that one trumps the other, that one is more important than the other one, a malach came and split it in half. Exactly equal. Because those are two parts, two halves of our avoda. Unless we emphasize one over the other, we're losing something. And that's what happened at Har Sinai. That's the Sefer HaBris, to recognize that we have both halves. And then Rav Huttner has an amazing line. He says, the godless of Rav Yisrael HaMeir, HaKohen from Radin, was not that he wrote the Mishnah Berurah. And his godless was not that he wrote Sefer Shmiras HaLashon. The godless of Rav Yisrael HaMeir HaKohen was that the same author penned both works. The same author wrote the Mishnah Berurah all about Mitzvos Beit Adam Lamakom and Shmiras HaLashon, Chafetz Chaim, right, one's about the Halacha, one's about the Hashkafa Musar, about Beit Adam HaChaveiro. That was the godless that the Chafetz Chaim teaches us. But again, that's based on this Rashi. But malach v'chilko. Our parsha Mishpatim is intermixed with Bein Adam Lamakom mitzvos, Bein Adam Lachaveiro mitzvos throughout. You read a couple of psukim, you have one category. Then you have another category, right? You have all of Baba Kama and Baba Metzia, much to do with Bein Adam Lachaveiro. But you also have Bikurim, and you have Basar B'chalav, and Shemitah, and a couple of other mitzvos too. So in this parsha, you have intermixed. Bein Adam Lamakom and Chaveiro, the two of the categories. Bein Adam La'atzmo, we're not talking about tonight, but two of the categories. But there seems to be a fundamental difference between the inner mechanisms of these two categories of mitzvos. And that's what we're going to see examples of tonight. Bein Adam Lamakom, there are clear-cut rules and regulations about mitzvos. There's rules, there's clarity. Especially when there's a clash and you're not sure what to do. Asay doche los asay. Mitzvah haba b'aveira. You have to buy matzah, you have to buy lulav, karban. Asi docha lo sase. Tzitzis and bris milah. You have rules and regulations of what to do, especially when there's a clash. Right, this asi docha lo sase works. This is a lav sheish bo kares. This has an ase and a lo sase. By Baradam HaChaveru, it's much less clear. Obviously, there are mitzvos and there are averos. But we will see a number of examples that the Torah and even Chazal understand more what the goals of Bein Adam HaChaveru are about. And based on that, there isn't an external clash between a mitzvah and an avera. Right? You have tzitzis and you have shatnis, and you have bris milah and you have tzaras. Right. It's not two external mitzvos, but it's an internal figuring out what exactly does the Torah want in this situation. And sometimes it means, quote-unquote, violating. Because the goal is something that Bein Adam LaChaveru is more about than just the means. Right? The Ramban writes in two places. The Ramban on the Pasuk V'Hayisisa HaYashav HaTov. Right, the Rabban takes psukim that sound major in the Torah and make them major. Other Rishonim say, no, they're just general. The Rabban takes kedoshim tiyu, vasisa yashav atov. Right, psukim like that, then, and they learn major elements from it. So the Rabban here in vasisa yashav atov, do what's right and good. What do you mean do what's right and good? Do the mitzvos. What do you mean do what's right and good in Parshas Vayeschanan? Says the Rabban al derech hapshat, yomru tishvru mitzvos Hashem. What's the pshat? Do the mitzvos. That's what's good. And yashar. Ve'idosa v'chukosa v'techavid basiyasa l'asos atova yashar b'ina bilvad. Do what's right. But the Ramban says, Chazal darshan something deeper. Vasisa yashar v'atov. V'raboseinu bazeh medrash yafe. Amru zu pshara v'lefni mishura sadin. What does that mean? This is beyond the 613 mitzvos. Beyond. Even what's not commanded, do what's right. V'zeh inyan gadol, says the Ramban, l'fi she'efshar lahazkir b'torah kol anages ha'adam, im shcheine v'reya, v'chol maso matano. It's impossible for the Torah to write down every single situation that's going to come up in Adam HaChaveru. In Adam HaMakom, Hashem gives exactly what they're supposed to be. You don't have to leave anything out. Bein Adam HaChaveru, every situation is not discussed in the Torah. There are guidelines. There are mitzvos. There are averos. But then Hashem says, V'asisa ha-yashar v'atov. Think about what I would want. Think about what's yashar. Based on everything that you know from the Torah that's written in there, the fifth Shulchan Aruch, Ratzon Hashem, however you want to call it. Acharei she'isker mehem harbe, says the Ramban. Kabbalah Selech Rachil, Lo Sikam Lo Sitar, right? Don't say Lashon Hara, don't take Nakama, Lo Samar Adam Reyecha, Lo Sakala Cheresh, Mipnei Seva Takum. Get all of them in Bein Adam HaChaveru elements. Stand up for the elders, Lo Samar Adam Reyecha, Chazer Lomar Bedera Klal, Sheyasa Hatova Yasher Bechol Davar. The additional point, the Ramban says, do what's Yasher, do what's right. A similar idea, but again, a different focus. The Ramban says already in Parshas Vayishlach. The Ramban discusses the mitzvah of dinim, major machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban. What is included in the mitzvah of dinim in the Sheva Mitzvos Bnei Noach? Right, that's the fourth. There's the big three in Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dalet. Well, Dalet is dinim. So what's included? So the Rambam says, the Ramban quoted him before, the Rambam says in Hilchas Malachim, dinim means setting up courts to make sure that the other six mitzvos, B'nai Noach, are being followed. That's the Rambam Shita. Right, the context in Vayishlach, he's talking about Shechem. So says that's the Rambam Shita. The Ramban does not like that for various reasons. And the Ramban says, Va'al Daiti, let me tell you what I think Dinim is. Dinim Shemanu L'B'nai Noach, B'sheva Mitzvah Shalem, Eina Moshev Dayanim B'chol Plachu Plach Bilvad. It's not just to set up courts. Avot Tziva Osam. But the courts are supposed to create a functional, viable society. Because the Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't just create Yechidim in the world. Everybody's in their own cave. That's not why Hashem created the world. Olam Chesed Ibane. He created it that people can live together and function together and interact. And we recognize, right, there's no greater time period. For the past year, we recognize how unnatural it is for us not to be social beings. You know, Corona has forced us not to be in the natural state that we're in. We're supposed to be gregarious, social, connected. I mean, Baruch Hashem, you know, obviously there's everything, nothing coincidental. Corona didn't happen 10 years ago before the age of Zoom. So we have a way to, you know, in certain ways, but that's what we are. There's a great line, the Kuntres HaSfekos, the brother of the Ksos. It's in the Hakdama to the Kuntres HaSfekos. It's only printed in certain versions. But in the Hakdama to the Kuntres HaSfekos, he says there that, says, imagine if a Malach came down from Shemayim and said to you, you know what? I'm going to take you up to Shemayim. I'm going to tell you, show you all the secrets. I'm going to show you, this is going to be unbelievable. I'm going to show you everything. You're going to understand everything. It's all going to be open to you. Just one condition. Just one condition. When you get back, you can't tell a soul what you saw. You can't tell anybody. You can't tell anybody. Says the Kuntres HaSfekos, most people would say, I'll pass. Because you can't not share something. You can't not be connected. That's who we are. Right? Ruach Mamalala, a talking spirit. That's the way we talk. We schmooze. We have to be connected. So says the Ramban, that's the purpose of dinim. Dinim is to create a functional society that people get along with each other. Geneva, Ona, Oshek, Karsacher, Shomrim, Onis, Bafata, Avos Tzikin, Chova Bechavero, Mal Velove, Mekach Memkar. All of these. Interesting to go through, not for now. What's on the list? What's not on the list? Ribbis is not on the list. That's interesting. And a couple of others. But the Ramban says the purpose of Dinim, and we'll generalize, Mitzvos Bein Adam Chavero, is to create a bond, to create a society, which a world which lives with each other and contributes to each other. And that's why we will see, different than mitzvahs ben adam al-makom, which has legal rules, regulations, you have to do the mitzvah. You have to do the mitzvah. Right? To borrow the lashon from the Gemara in Brachas, Pahadi kafshi rachman al-amalach. Don't try to figure out what's behind the scenes in God's world. Just do what you have to do. Just do the mitzvah. Shake a lulav. No, do this. Don't do this. But as we'll see in Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, there's more flexibility. Not flexibility in terms of leniency, but in terms of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from us. I'll just throw out a question here. You might have heard this machlokes. Maybe we discussed it earlier in the year. But it's an interesting discussion in the poskim, just by way of introduction, before we get into the actual examples. I told Lashon Hara about somebody. They don't know about it. It didn't cause them any loss. Nothing. I know, before Yom Kippur, I have to ask Mechila from everybody I might have hurt. Do I have to ask Mechila from somebody who was not affected at all by the Lashon Hara that I spoke? He doesn't know anything about the Lashon Hara that I spoke. If I tell him, and then I say, yeah, but I'm sorry, the relationship will never be the same. I mean, you could always do one of those general mochelmi, right? That's fine, but nobody really thinks that's serious anyway. But mochelmi, mochelmi, yeah, good. But let's say if you really want to, I said something, I really feel bad. So the relationship's not going to be the same. Do you have to do it? Do you have to ask Mechila? If you hurt somebody and they were affected by it, obviously. But what if they weren't affected at all? So it gets a little tricky. When it comes to, let's say, Lashon Hara. But let's look at some other examples. First, let's look at some examples. Again, all of these are Gemaras. I'll give you a number of Gemaras here. Gemara Maseches Kiddushin. Two Gemaras in Kiddushin. Actually, we'll see. One has to do with Kiddushin. Actually, no. And the other, I didn't give you the other one. Baal Baster, we'll see. Gemara Kiddushin tells us, Adaf Samach Tes, about one of the major tragedies in Jewish law, and that's the case of a mamzer. So Rabbi Tarfon there in the Mishnah talks about, are there any ways for a mamzer to become unmamzered? Generally, we say not too many options. Mamzeris passes through, you know, Yerusha. It's a mamzer, the child's a mamzer, grandchild's a mamzer, Rachman al-Islan. But Rabbi Tarfon comes up with a possibility in the Mishnah there, but in the Gemara there, Gemara tells a story. Ushpazichne derbi simloi mamzer have. Va'amale, he said to him, Ikad matach atahartinu libanach. I have a way to get you to not be a mamzer, to get your son not to be a mamzer. Right? A person's a mamzer, can't get rid of that. I have a way. What should you do? And it's similar to what was said in the Mishnah. Mitzvah yetza. Va'amale zil genov is David be'evrin ivri. Go steal, and you won't have enough money to pay back. So you'll be sold as an Eved Ivri, also this week's Parsha. And when you're sold as an Eved Ivri, the halacha is that the master is allowed to give you a Shivcha Kenanis to marry. You'll have kids with a Shivcha Kenanis. Your kids will be semi-Jewish, semi-not Jewish. They'll convert. They won't be Mamzerim. Shalom al Yisrael. And you'll be able to have offspring that are not Mamzerim. That's the suggestion given in the Gemara. And ask all the Rishonim. He's giving him advice to steal. Right? Do the ends always justify the means in halacha? Isn't that called a mitzvah haba b'aveira? Right, it's not even at the same time. Right here, you're doing the aveira first. You don't even get to the ase doch halos ase. It's not be'idna. How can he suggest that? So Rashi says, you're right, the Gemara could have asked that too, but it asked a different question. Okay. But if you look in the Tosfos HaRash, Tosfos HaRash says, maybe you could find a case where the person doesn't really care that you steal from him. V'yefshar, shiyim sa'adam, shiyim cholo ha'avon. Maybe you'll find somebody who's mochel. Again, it can't be so mochel that you won't have to be sold as an Eved Ivri. Right? But it won't bother him so much. But says the Tosfos Rid, Kedushin, Samach Tes, V'hai demasiyo eitzel lignov, Ein Isser Bedavar. There's no Isser. What do you mean there's no Isser? He's stealing. Kivan Shebedaito Lishalem Umiskavin Lahakshir Zaro. He's not stealing because he wants the other guy's money. He's stealing to get any. He's stealing and he's going to pay back through his work, but he's stealing to be Machshir, his children. There's no greater chesed than being Machshir children from being in a state of Mamzeris. Says the Tosfos Rid, if that's your kavana by the Geneva, then it's mutter. Because you're not hurting anybody in the end, and you're doing it for good purposes. Or, we discussed this a little bit last year, those who were here in Baba Basra. First parak, remember the Gemara? Tesayin Amad Aleph, Eov. The Gemara says that Eov used to steal from orphans. Based on a pasuk, malame shaya gozel sade miyasomim umashbicha umachzira lahem. He used to steal from orphans their field. How do you steal a field? Karka and exelis. Maybe he closed it off, didn't let them come on. He appreciated it, he worked the field, he made it great, he made it produce, and then he gave it back to them. Mashbicha machzira lahem. And some of the Rishonim ask, again, how did he steal? Right? You're not allowed to steal, even for fun. I'm an Asla Shalim. So you might be Machad Yungdev and Gzela. It's not our topic today. But the Yad Ramah there tells us, well, maybe Goyim are different. You're not allowed to steal from Goyim either. But maybe Goyim, I'm an Asla Shalim to them. Maybe that's a difference. Finding me the Bumus Ha'olam. Al Yisrael Ke Gavin Alam Al Yusi. Maybe Eov wasn't Jewish. Different day is there. Says the Meiri there. First of all, again, some of these Gemaras, a number of these cases that we're going to do, we're not paskening for ourselves in this case. We're just trying to show a point conceptually, but obviously every case, we can't take it into our own hands. I'm going to do this. You know, we have to ask. But the conceptual nugget is what's going to be the truth. Says the Meiri, V'lo hiksha hechaya masiyawei saligno v'yira mikan shakol sha'altzad kavana tova. Mutterhu. Why is he doing this from the Yisomim? Because he wants to give to the Yisomim. He wants the Yisomim to have more. For some reason, they're not going to take it themselves. They have pride. They don't want to take any presents. So this is the only way he could do it. But the Gemara says, the Miri explains, if it's for Kavana Tova, it's okay. It's mutter. Not only mutter, but maybe a mitzvah. Or another example, again, within Geneva and Gzela. The third parak of Maseches Tainus. Right? That's the parak of stories. Right? All stories. So, Tainus Daf Chaf Aleph, Amad Beis. That's after the Choni Ma'agel Gemaras and the a lot of great Gemaras there. And Nachemish Gamzu. But it tells a story about Abba Umna. Abba Umna was a great doctor. I don't know if there's anyone else in Shas that had this happen to them. The Gemara tells us. Havi asile shloma mi misifti dirakia kol yoma. Every day there was a bas kol that went out to Abba Umna and said, Shalom Aleichem, good morning. Rashi, I didn't give you the Rashi. Rashi said, Baskol Yosef ben Hashemayim. Every day from Shemayim, Abba Ubna, Gad Shalom Aleichem. Ula Abaya komal yom deshabsa. Abaya only got that Erev Shabbos once a week. Rava only got it once a year. Komal yom de Kippure. And the Gemara goes, Abaya got a little depressed. You know, this doctor here, this blood letter, gets a Shalom Aleichem from Shemayim every single day, and I get it once a week. And my good friend gets it once a year. So they told him, he's a righteous man. He's a righteous man. The Gemara goes through what he used to do. Whenever he had a bloodlet, right, he was kept a very tsanua practice. You know, men over here, women over there. Basically, Levushi had a special cloth that he would put over so he wouldn't have to see the area of the bloodletting except that spot. And also, he didn't take any money from anybody. He had a room. He told everybody on the way out, just throw the money into the room. And at the end of the day, he went. So he didn't know who paid, who didn't pay. Who had enough money, who didn't have enough money. Just saw whatever he had at the end of the day. He didn't want to embarrass anybody. He wouldn't be embarrassed. So finally, one day, Abaya says, is he really such a tzaddik? I wanted to maybe test him a little bit. It's Abaya. Yomachad shadr Abaya zukad rabban alamivtekei. Osvinu va'achlinu va'ashkinu. So Abba Umna gave them to eat, to drink, to sleep. Umachluhu bistarki balayla. Give them enough that I'm bedding to sleep on. Litzafra karchinu v'shachlinu. In the morning, these two rabbis that Abaya sent took the bedding with them and left. V'kamu v'navgul l'shuk. They went out to the shuk and they found Abba Umna. V'amrlein, they said to Abba Umna, l'shayim yimar hechiavi. How much do you think this bedding is worth? Amalu, Hachivaki says, it's worth about this amount. Amrule, Vidil Bashavi Tveit. They said, what do you mean? Maybe it's worth more. Maybe you're cheating us. Amrulu, Bahi Shaklinu. No, that's how much I paid for it. That was how much I paid for it. Amrule, Didachninu, Vishaklinu Minach. He wasn't saying it was his, he was saying I had the same amount. They say, no, it is yours. It is yours. Amrule. So they say to him, but Matusa Minach, but my Chashatinun, what were you thinking when we took it, when we just presented it to you? Amalu, he says, Amina pidyon shvuyim miklul rabbanan. Maybe you had to go redeem captives. You needed money very quickly. You were too embarrassed to ask. I didn't give you the continuation. They say, okay, so take it back. He's like, no, I already had yeish from it. You keep it. This is Abba Umna. But again, ask the Mefarshim, how did Abaya go give them these instructions? Says the Rav Asher Weiss in an article in Minchas Asher, source 14, Ra'a Abaya Chashivus Gedola, Vitovos Aklau. Maybe Abba Umna would be this unbelievable example to society of what Yashrus is. And if Abaya could even show that, again, ultimately not to cause a loss, they're going to give it back. But he did it. Vakima Chizu Weiss Akol Kavanaso, Veloy Belibam. He didn't want to annoy him at all. The Gemara says you're not allowed to be going to the Maslam Mekat. Right? You can't steal to annoy somebody. That's not Kavana Tova, even if you're going to give it back. But here the Kavana was to teach society. Mudr Hayalasas La Maisa Geneva. Shikolinyana Umahuta Latova Vitoela. So you see three examples. Three examples about Geneva and Gazela. Again, this is not Ben Adam La Makom rules where there are rules and there's no flexibility really. And if there is flexibility, but there's a clash. And the post have to figure out, when is it Asi Dochalos Ase, when is it Mitzvah Baba Vera? You know, there's a clash. But sometimes there's flexibility, you have to know what the goal is. I just remembered, which is another example, I would have given it to you. But another example before we get to the next ones. Right, I've heard this before. Rav Shlomo Zalman has an amazing tshuva. Right, Rav Shlomo Zalman discusses Lifnei Iver. The Shulchan Aruch says that if I know somebody's not going to wash before they eat, I'm not allowed to give them bread. Lifnei Iver lo sitin michshol. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says, Bizman hazeh, they wrote this 20 years ago, Bizman hazeh, you have a chiyuv to give him the bread. Why? Lifnei Iver. The same din, opposite application. In the days of old, if you didn't give him bread, because you know they're not going to make the bracha, they're not going to wash, they'll say, oh, I don't want to be ostracized. I guess I'll do tshuva and go wash. Bizman hazeh, if you don't give him the bread, oh yeah? That's what Orthodox Jews are like? Great, see ya. It'll drive them further. Give him the bread. Make them see that you're nice and that you're understanding. That has a chance to bring him closer. It's lifnei'iver, but exactly the opposite. What's going on here? You shake a lulav. You don't turn the lulav upside down ever in history. There's a lulav. Maybe the esrog you turn upside down. But you know, there's you do a mitzvah. There's tzitzis. There's tefillin. No, because when it comes to mitzvahs ben adam ha-chaveiro, you have to know the mitzias and what the goal is. You have to know what the goal is, and sometimes there's flexibility in how the mitzvah is performed, and what's called a mitzvah and what's called an aveira. Other examples. The Gemara talks about in Maseches Tamid, very exciting Gemara. It's a Mishnah. The Mishnah tells us the Kohanim, the Levim, used to do Shmirot every night. Right, not with guns, but Shmirah. Why was there Shmirah? There's a mitzvah d'oraisa. Shmirah's Migdash. So some say to make sure things weren't stolen. That's true. Some Rishonim say that. But others say, no, it's just a Kavod HaBayis. Kavod HaBayis. Like they quote, right, by Buckingham Palace. They just walk back and forth and back. Yeah, there's a game. They're trying to make them smile. But again, back and forth. What do they do? Kavod HaBayis. You don't need guards there. So, didn't have Shmirah. So they say, what happens? There was an appointee that walked around every night to make sure nobody was sleeping on the job. So the Mishnah tells us, Ish harabayis v'yemachazor kol mishmar mishmar v'avukos dolkos lefanav. V'kol mishmar sheino omeid v'amar lei, Ish harabayis shalom alecha. Whoever didn't answer, Nikar shu yashen. I don't try this with my kids at home. Chov tov amaklo. It gives him a patch with a stick. V'rishus haisalo lisrof es ksuso. Make him a little bit hot under the covers. Right? He could take the torch a little bit. I guess it has to be talking about a case of there's no pikuach nefesh here. But you could make him a little hot. V'heim omrim, mako bazara. Right? And people will say, what is that screaming we hear? Oh, ko ben levi loke. He was sleeping on, somebody's sleeping up there. U'begadav nisrafin sh'yashal amishbar. You fall asleep, you lose your shirt. Right, so the Rishonim, I didn't give you the rush, ask the I Bal Tashchis. Okay, so he says not Bal Tashchis. But the rush on the side of Tamid is they have commentary of the rush. But again, forget Bal Tashchis. What about Mazik? What about Chavala? Again, if the greater good is Kavod HaBayis, Chazal could understand. Again, we can't do this without Chazal, but Chazal could institute this. These are the rules. And it's not called Hezek. Because this is Kavod HaMikdash. Or a real case of Chavala. A real case of Chavala. The Russian Baba Kama discusses. What happens if somebody comes and starts beating me up? The Rush talks about that. Right, the Rush. So what do you? Are you allowed to beat them? You want to punch back? Right, Rush says, of course you are. Why? Doesn't say why. What's the source? No source quoted. If you see somebody else getting beaten up, you can go protect them. In Ro'adav Shisro, Makes Chaveiro, Ve'en Yochol Latzil, In Moshe Yakes Hamake, Afa Bishein Makeo Makas Nefesh, Mutar Lakos Hamaka. Even though the guy's not going to die from the hits, you can hit him back. Again, if there's any other option, obviously that's better. But self-defense, Krav Maga, right? Is that... It's mutter. Again, it says Rav Asher Weiss, Ein ze misyashiv al hadas, she'adam moshe l'makeo lechi, v'lo yiskoni mol abo lakos ochinam. Here, punch me. Here, right there. No, upashut, dekol ki agavna lo asra tor lakos chaveiro. Part of a functional society is if somebody's getting beat up, I'm allowed to protect myself. That's not chavala. Because again, the goal, the Ramban, functional. If somebody's not functioning, he's making it unfunctional. Av shebishar lavin, shebatar avade lo itiru lav or alav. So if somebody is physically abusing, if somebody is verbally abusing, the Sefer HaChinuch talks about one of the most common averos, Rachmana Litzlan. Right, hopefully we're not doing too many Isurei Daraisa. Hopefully not. Right, out of the 365, how many are Lamaisa today? I don't know. Take off all the Karbanos ones, right? The Mikdash ones, some of them are Lamaisa. But one of the more Lamaisa Isurim is the Isur of Ona'as Dvarim. Ona'as Dvarim. Rav Pam once said, right, the Chavetz Chaim put Lashon Hara on the map. Right, now people know, Hilchos Lashon Hara, Shmiras HaLashon. I wish, you know, that, you know, he would have had time, but to put Ona'as Dvarim on the map. It's so making fun of somebody, teasing somebody. Yeah, it's okay. They're used to it. They don't mind. We could have a whole shiur about Ona'as Dvarim. Maybe we'll do that one time. But it's so the line between fun and joking and you know, in Yonah D'Yom, maybe Purim. We should talk about it before Purim. You know, a Gramen. But it's one has to think about every word. But the Sefer Chinuch in that mitzvah talks about Midini HaMitzvah, Kamas Haras, Kamas Yeruzin, Shisivis Rechonim Levracha, V'chulu, V'noheges Mitzvah Zu, V'chol Lacha, V'chol Zman, V'zachar Min HaKevis, it's a mitzvah that applies always. Men and women, V'afilu B'ktanim Royal Azir, Lizar. We should teach our children not to do that. Zulazim HaShet Tzrichin Harbik, V'zhichu Musr, V'chulu. But then he adds, usually that's the last paragraph. If one's familiar with the Sefer HaChinuch structure, he talks about defining, he talks about Dini HaMitzvah, then he'll talk about the Shorish of the Mitzvah, Shorish HaMitzvah first, then Dini HaMitzvah, and then the last paragraph is always when and who and what the punishment is. So, should have been done, but then he adds, V'ulam l'fiya domeh, ein b'mashma, sh'imbo yisrael echad, v'hischo v'rshia l'tzar chaveru b'dvar maroim, sh'lo yaneu ha'shomeya. If somebody is insulting me, and if somebody is pushing me down. See, he says at the end, if somebody wants to be a total Nela Veina Olev, Ashrei Yikare Lo. That's an amazing level. But to say something back in, so to speak, a self-defense way of verbal abuse, not in an attacking way, not in an offensive way, but at least in a defensive way, says the Sefer HaChinuch, that's understandable. She'i efshar lios ha'adam ke'evin she'en lahovchim. It's impossible for a person just to be a stone. Va'od she'iye b'shtikaso k'moda cheirufin. Shtika k'hoda. Again, certain cases, you don't have to. U'be'emes lo tetzavah tor lios ha'adam ke'evin shosik l'macharfav. K'mo l'mavarchav. Avot tetzavah osanu sh'nisrachik min amida. Try to stay away. Try to be not in the situation. Try not to be argumentative so it won't start. But if there's somebody that's totally out of control, am I allowed to say something back? Again, if I'm on the level of, but in a self-defense type of way, to defend myself, which might end up, you know, hurting the other person, but it's self-defense, says the Sefer HaChinuch. That's not a clash. That's not a clash. It's an internal adjustment of the Isser. That's not called Ona'as Dvarim. Because again, when it comes to Ben Adam HaChaveiro, we look at the goal often, not just the Isser per se in a vacuum. We look at the goal. Just another example of embarrassment. We're talking about Ona'as Dvarim. There's a biography of Rav Shvadron, the Magid of Yerushalayim. So I remember in the biography, I read it many years ago. But I remember there's one story that he tells, that he was in yeshiva. I don't remember which yeshiva and which Rosh Yeshiva it was. It says in the book. But it says that when he was in Bachar in yeshiva, there was one time they were davening mincha, and they had started late, and they were davening, I guess, late mincha. And by the time the chazan finished, it was already about 5 or 6 minutes after shkia, when the chazan finished chazar hashatz. So he was standing next to the chazan, so he says, Yiskado, you know, it's ben hashmashos. So the chazan went. Okay, fine. It says, right after mincha, all of a sudden the Rosh Yeshiva, I don't remember who it was, goes over to the bima, gives a clap on the bima, and says, will the new Rosh Yeshiva please bring me a Mishnah Berurah Chelek Beis? Nobody knew what he was talking about. Nobody knew what he was talking about. Bangs on the bima again. Will the new Rosh Yeshiva bring me a Mishnah Berurah Chelek Beis? And all of a sudden people started realizing, Chelek Beis, Hilchos Tachlin, Hilchos Mincha. And Rav Shvadron says, all of a sudden, people realized what was going on. He said he was frozen. He couldn't move. His legs were like plant it into the ground. A third time, will the new Rosh Yeshiva please bring? He says his friends carried him over to the bookshelf, got him a Mishnah Berurah. He walked over to the. Will the new Rosh Yeshiva please open it to Simon, whatever, Reish Lam Ches, whatever it is, and read the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan? Afilu Bebein Ashmashos. You say, Tach. I only remember that halacha because of the story. He said he went to his room. He didn't come out for 3 days. Says after 3 days, he was in bidud, right? After 3 days, the Rosh Yeshiva came to the room. Again, I remember who it was. And he said to him, you're going to grow from this experience. And you're going to be great. So again, we might hear that story. And maybe in our day and age, it's inappropriate, and it's onaz dvarim. But I guess in that world, in that circle, he took it. The victim, so to speak, of the story, took it as, I recognize that the Rosh Yeshiva was trying to teach something. Teach something called Kavod HaRav. Teach something that the yeshiva needed to hear. Onaz dvarim! The answer is, when it comes to Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, there's a different inner mechanism that works. And again, it's tricky. But we have to try to, you know, ask and think and recognize that it's not so simple. And just to give some other Lamaisa cases, again, that same article where Rusher Weiss writes, two cases, he says, often in the last source, in 21, often in hospitals, after Rahman al-Islam, you know, something happens with a patient that's not supposed to happen. They review the case, they have rounds, and sometimes the doctor messed up. And he has to take responsibility. Again, that's not embarrassing. It is embarrassing. But that's not an embarrassing that's problematic. Or he quotes, in the army, sometimes there's a mifakeid, sometimes part of the army, I can tell you this by personal experience that my boys tell me, sometimes, like, when you're starting out, they, like, kind of make you feel a little small in order to build you up again. They make you feel small in order to build you and make you stronger for combat, for whatever it is. See, he was asked, am I allowed to make somebody feel small? I push him down in whatever way. So as he says in the last line, the kol sheyesh bedavar tzarech v'toeles, v'yefshe b'lav achi, in the greater good, so many areas in life, this flexibility. So again, when it comes to Bein Adam L'Makom laws, right, we start off, right? But Malach v'chilko, right? A Malach comes and splits it because they're equal, but there's different inner workings. Bein Adam Makom, in a certain sense, is clearer. There are rules. We know what we have to do. We know what we don't have to do. And, you know, there's clashes, but we have to look into the halacha and how to determine what wins in the clash. Bein Adam L'Chaveiro is different. It's a whole other world where the goal is different than the means. Most poskim assume, in the question we started off with, you don't go tell the person you said Lashon Hara. It didn't affect them. The goal of asking Mechila is to bring Ava V'Yachva. So you're going to go and ask Mechila, which is going to like make it worse? No. Again, that's a machlokes in the Achronim, but we assume that you don't say. So we just have to always remember the goal. The goal of Bein Adam L'Chaveiro is to bring Ava V'Yachva V'Shalom Bereis. And we have to do everything we can to try to do that. But when there's a tricky situation, or when there's something, you know, that, you know, sometimes it, you know, you might think it's clear, but it's not so clear. I didn't give it to you. The Sichas Musar of Chaim Shalevitz has a maimer about Penina and Chana. I mean, that Rashi, right? Penina had 10 sons, and she made fun of Chana, so Chana would daven deeper, so she would have a son. And she lost all her sons. What do you mean? Her kavana was Latova. So again, it could be that sometimes there are limits about what one is allowed to do. That's why it's not always 100% clear. But what we learned is that these are two areas of halacha that work differently. But when we focus on the Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, we have to recognize what the goal is. And live our lives to make sure we always have that goal in mind to bring Ava V'Yachva, V'Shalom V'Reyas, the Shabbos is Rosh Chodesh Adar, so we're already thinking of Achdus, Machzis HaShekel, is all about Achdus, right, the way that we came together, Haman called us Mefuzer, Mefurad, Bein HaAmim, and we came together and fasted, and that's how we zoche to the Nisim of Purim, and we should try to kimu v'kiblu, do that again, and appreciate the goals and the inner workings of mitzvos ben adam ha'chaveru. Okay, we'll stop here.